Rowdy sat up. I sat up too. We sat there together. Rowdy was crying. His face was shiny with tears. "Rowdy," I said, "you're crying." "I ain't crying," he said. "You're crying." I touched my face. It was dry. No tears yet. "I can't remember how to cry," I said. That made Rowdy sort of choke. He gasped a little, and more tears rolled down his face. "You're crying," I said. "No, I'm not. It's okay. I miss my sister, too. I love her." I said, "I'm not crying. It's okay." I reached out and touched Rowdy's shoulder. Big mistake. He punched me. Well, he almost punched me. He threw a punch, but he missed. Rowdy missed a punch. His fist went sailing over my head. "Wow," I said, "you missed?" "I missed on purpose." "No, you didn't. You missed because your eyes are filled with tears." That made me laugh. Yep, I started laughing like a crazy man again. I rolled around on the cold, frozen ground and laughed and laughed and laughed. I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to stop laughing. I wanted to grab Rowdy and hang on to him. He was my best friend and I needed him. But I couldn't stop laughing. I looked at Rowdy and he was crying hard now. He thought I was laughing at him. Normally, Rowdy would have absolutely murdered anybody who dared to laugh at him, but this was not a normal day. "It's all your fault," he said. "What's my fault?" I asked. "Your sister is dead because you left us. You killed her." That made me stop laughing. I suddenly felt like I might never laugh again. Rowdy was right. I had killed my sister. Well, I didn't kill her. But she only got married so quickly and left the res because I had left the res first. She was only living in Montana in a cheap trailer house because I had gone to school in Reardon. She had burned to death because I had decided that I wanted to spend my life with white people. It was all my fault. "I hate you," Rowdy screamed. "I hate you. I hate you." And then he jumped up and ran away. Rowdy ran. He'd never run away from anything or anybody, but now he was running. I watched him disappear into the woods. I wondered if I'd ever see him again. The next morning, I went to school. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to sit at home all day and talk to a million cousins. I knew my mother would be cooking food for everybody and that my father would be hiding out in his bedroom again. I knew everybody would tell stories about Mary, and the whole time I'd be thinking, "Yeah, but have you ever heard the story about how I killed my sister when I left the res?" And the whole time everybody would be drinking booze and getting drunk and stupid and sad and mean. Yeah, doesn't that make sense? How do we honor the drunken death of a young married couple? Hey, let's get drunk!